With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. According to Fox News, 500 Marines are preparing to deploy to California while rioters in L.A. continue creating havoc. Three L.A. police officers have been injured in the riots, and California Highway Patrol officers in riot gear using flashbang grenades to disperse rioters blocking traffic on the 101 freeway. CNN's reporting that three self-driving cars have been set on fire. At least five people are in custody, meanwhile, after illegal immigration-related riots in New York City. President Trump deploys the National Guard to Los Angeles.
In response to the unrest in California, the president said the deployment was necessary, and he's prepared to send in more troops.
We're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
California's governor called the National Guard deployment unlawful. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth wrote online that active duty Marines were on high alert. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new poll finds more Americans say their standard of living hasn't declined since their teenage years, but they definitely see a downhill trend in the culture. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the story.
The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 40% of American adults believe their standard of living was better when they were teenagers. 38% think their standard of living is better now. Whatever their view of their standard of living since their teens, most Americans definitely think that the culture has headed downhill. Ken Lorman reporting.
U.S. Food and Drug Administration has given new authorization to Clarity Breast. It's an image-based platform that assists in predicting a woman's risk for breast cancer. It's a tool that can predict the five-year risk for developing breast cancer by analyzing image features on routine mammograms. This is SRN News. The White House will not celebrate Gay Pride Month. SRN's Michael Harrington.
When President Biden was in office, the executive mansion played host to enthusiastic and bizarre events to promote the LGBT agenda during June. This included a topless photo shoot on the White House lawn in 2023 that sparked national outrage. President Trump has no plans to mark Gay Pride Month. The White House spokesman Caroline Levitt says, quote, "The president is very proud to be a president for all Americans, regardless of race, religion, or creed." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Pillen signs into law a measure banning males from competing against females in sports, making the state the latest to address the issue. Pillen signed the bill, flanked by dozens of lawmakers, women athletes, and other advocates, including former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines, who's led the fight to protect women's athletics. The legislation was pared down from its initial form. This is SRN News. Archaeologists in Virginia are trying to identify the remains of four Confederate soldiers.
The skeletons were found on the grounds of the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation. The museum's archaeologists were excavating a building from the American Revolution when it discovered the remains. They believe the men died at a field hospital that operated during a Civil War battle in 1862. The soldiers were reinterred this week at a Williamsburg cemetery. The museum's effort to identify them will continue for several months. John Scott reporting.
A famous restaurant in the historic Fort Worth Stockyards is under new ownership. Taylor Sheridan, producer and writer, creator of many shows, is joined with two business partners to purchase the Cattleman's Steakhouse. It's currently near the end of a multi-million dollar renovation. Sheridan and his partners plan to introduce a members-only element. The Cattleman's Club will be a dining and social club. $3,000 for memberships. More details at srnnews.com.